Locker Room Chats here on KMZA continue tonight. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs capture their second consecutive win after the season-opening loss to Centralia last week at Donovan West. Final score 33-14. Coach, take us back to last week and what impressed you the most about your team's win against Donovan West.
Yeah, you know, I think we played pretty well after the first possession on offense and defense. A little bit more of a complete game than we saw a week ago against Onega, where it, you know, it kind of took us till halftime to get going. This time it was about the middle of the first quarter. So it's good to see that get better, but at the same time, we're still working on trying to get going from the first whistle instead of after it's already started.
Yeah, we're getting up into district play starting this week, and we'll talk about the matchup in the next segment with Sacred Heart. But at this point, as we dive into district play, what's one thing or two that your team really needs to focus on, hone in on, and improve upon as we move forward here?
Main thing is, you know, we've been kind of talking about it since before we even played Centralia, but we just got to continue to eliminate the mental mistakes. That first possession on both sides of the ball, I was talking about, you know, we had some mental errors on offense that kind of stalled out the drive, along with a few penalties. And then when we went to defense, we had a few mental errors there where we didn't get lined up right, gave them a quickie to score, and then we kind of settled in and played a really good game after that, if you take that first two possessions away. So we just got to be able to go from the first whistle, like I've said, and just kind of settle in and eliminate those mental errors that continue to bite us in the butt.
What have you liked here on the defensive side of the ball here in the last couple of weeks? You hold Onega to 8, and then last week against D West, you hold them to 14. I guess what's been impressive about the defense here over the last couple of weeks?
I feel like they've kind of settled in, continuing to play physical, and we're just getting a little bit better at what we do. You know, again, we take away that first possession against Donovan West where we kind of settled into the game. And then I think you take that away and then the long pass that our JV gave up on the last series of the game, I think, you know, we only allowed them 80 yards the rest of the night. So that's a good sign. If we can continue to improve on that, I feel pretty good about the defense.
We're talking with Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. On the other side, we'll talk about their matchup against Sacred Heart as district play is underway. We'll do that after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Dialed in a few more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. Week 4 of our Locker Room Chats brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Valley Heights at 2-1. They have won back-to-back games. They get Sacred Heart on the road here as district play gets underway. Coach, before we dive into Sacred Heart, district number 5, you guys along with Republic County, Sacred Heart, Bennington, and Harrington, what can you tell us just kind of the overall thoughts here on this district that you guys are going to participate in?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be pretty similar to the way it was last year. I think Sacred Heart and Republic County are both going to be kind of our biggest challenges in that district. No surprise there, as both of them gave us a pretty good fight last year. So with Sacred Heart coming up the first week in district play, it's going to be a quick test in districts.
Yeah, what stands out about the Knights of Sacred Heart, they're coming off their first win of the year against Pleasanton 29-7. They lost back-to-back road games against Ellsworth and Plainville before that win last week against Pleasanton. What stands out about this Sacred Heart team in 2025?
You know, they got a quarterback that's really athletic and elusive. He's probably their best player running the ball, throwing the ball. He throws well. To their big receiver number 2 that can go up and make plays even when he's double or triple covered. And then on top of that, they have the ability against Pleasanton just to run the ball for 4 or 5 yards at a time and kind of control the offensive line, so or the line of scrimmage. So that's something that we kind of pride ourselves in here at Valley Heights, is being able to control the line of scrimmage when we need to. So it's going to be a big key this week to make sure that we can win that battle up front.
No, you mentioned probably one of the keys right there, but just give us a few keys for a victory on Friday night at Sacred Heart to open up district play.
Yeah, like I said, controlling the line of scrimmage is going to be huge because they have the ability to pass the ball, but I think, you know, they have the most success just kind of grounding and pounding and working the clock, kind of similar to us. So when you get two kind of run-heavy teams like that, it's going to be whoever wins the line of scrimmage probably going to win the game. And then we just got to continue to improve on eliminating those mistakes so we can play four quarters instead of, you know, two or three and a half.
There it is, Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs opening up the 1A district play, or I should say district number 5. They'll be on the road at Sacred Heart coming up this week on Friday night. Coach, thanks again. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.